I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, December the 3rd, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. You know, is it just me? I was perusing around today, you know, looking at news, listening to a couple of different shows. I listened to one on an alternative network and one just before mine, and I keep hearing these clips about the North American Union and George Bush coming on and denying that it exists and calling people that say that conspiracy theorists, and there's nothing to it, and it's all about just, you know, more ease with trade between the governments and so forth, and I just get so sick and so nauseated about it. And I keep thinking to myself, is this just me? I don't have any guests on my show today. I'm going to go into some pertinent news, and one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to take us down a little bit of a trip on memory lane, because, folks, I have to tell you, I get so aggravated at this guy that is supposed to be the leader of our nation, that can come out in front of the American people on a podium and just blatantly lie. And there's no question in my mind that this man is behind closed doors just laughing his hind end off at us, along with his minions, his sycophants, his all of his colleagues that are in this clique implementing a new world order, North American Union, globalization, call it what you will. But the bottom line is that I'm going to share some news with you today, and I think it'll put it in perspective of who this guy is. He's a mid-level manager. He's a minion. He's in lockstep with these people. He's obviously controlled. And, well, as I said, I just get sick of it. And for the record, I want to make sure that at least they know that I know, and you know, that this is all a crock of BS. Before I do that, I want to invite you into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. A couple of the articles that I'm going to go into today, I do have posted up on my website. Also, I want to remind everybody that coming up Thursday, I have Cliff Carnicom coming up, and I've posted on my website for your review Cliff's video called Aerosol Crimes. If you get a chance, it's a good view to go in and take a look. It's about an hour and 20 minutes long. The video is called Aerosol Crimes, and it'll give you a good overview, if you don't know already, about chemtrails and what's going on with them. I'm really looking forward to that. The articles I'm going to go in today, I want to remind everybody that H.R. 1959 is due to get voted on, possibly today, maybe this weekend, or this week, I'm sorry. And there's another bill as well, H.R. 1585, that involves that hate crimes legislation. I'm going to go into that a little bit today. There's a couple of sponsors that I have that I want to plug, and I can't emphasize enough, folks, that I do take their products. They do work for me. I believe in them, and especially in light of these chemtrails and what's going on with this crap that they're polluting us with through the skies, it would behoove you to get some of these products for your own health benefits. We'll be back in three, and I'll start going into this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got a good show today, folks. Stick with me. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And by the way, I meant to mention to you, have you experienced it yet? Have you been out into the Christmas shopping world and experienced it yet? I think all of the cashiers now are trained to say, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays! Happy Holidays!
You hear it everywhere you go. You know what? I'm sorry, but I want to let this be known for the record. It's not Happy Holidays in my world. It's Merry Christmas. And it's going to remain Merry Christmas. And I want to take this a step farther real quick, and I want to, again, put it on for the record. I got an email from a former guest on my show, Marilyn Barnwell, sent me a song. It's called Christmas. With a capital C. And I'm going to take a few minutes, folks, and I'm going to play this song for you. And I hope that you, like myself, take this in consideration. And when you go out into your Christmas shopping, you know, pre-holiday world, that when somebody says Happy Holidays, you return it with Merry Christmas. And this song I'm going to play you is the reason why. Here we go. Christmas with a capital C.
I remember when people used to say things like Merry Christmas to each other. Everybody said Merry Christmas. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Lowenstein. You know why? Because it wasn't about a religion. It was about something of the culture we thought was so valuable that we'd all do it together, even if I disagreed with the religion behind it, because it was good for all of us instead of just me. But what do people say now? Happy holidays. See, I just say happy holidays because I want the Christmas, because you don't believe in Christmas, because I don't want to offend you. Because
it's called Christmas. Coffee shop to get myself a mocha. The lady at the counter said, happy holidays. I said, thanks lady, I am pretty happy, but there's only one holiday that makes me feel that way. And it's called Christmas, what more can I say? It's about the birth of Christ and you can't take that away. You can call it something else, but that's not what it'll be. Christmas with a capital C. God's got a law and we pretty much destroyed it. We're gonna get judged, there's no way to avoid it. But Jesus came down to take the punishment for me. He did it for you too, so now maybe you can see why. It's called Christmas, what more can I say? It's about the birth of Christ and you can't take that away. You can call it something else, but that's not what it'll be. Christmas with a capital C. It's called Christmas.
Oh, yes, we want to say happy holidays because we don't want to leave anybody out. Really, how come there's a ton of holidays in February? Nobody ever says happy holidays in February, do they? They say what it is. Happy Valentine's. Oh, would you believe in love?
It's called Christmas. Come
on. But nobody wants to say Christmas, everything else but Christmas. Why? I know why. You do too. It's because it's got Christ in it, and after 2,000 years, he's still intimidating people. You see, when a religious person says, I'm the way, people don't want to hear it. They don't.
It's called Christmas.
I say you gotta say Merry Christmas because it is. Uh-huh. You don't believe in it, fine. But I have a price for you. Christianity happens to be the religious heritage of my country, whether you like it or not.
It's called Christmas.
So if you're not a Christian or you don't like it and you don't want Christmas celebrated, God bless you. But let me tell you something. If you think you're gonna stop me from saying it because it offends you, hey, I got flies for you. Put a helmet on. It's my country too.
It's called Christmas. What more can I say? It's about the birth of Christ, and you can't take that away. You can call it something else, but that's not what it'll be. It's called Christmas with a capital C. It's called Christmas. What more can I say? It's about the birth of Christ, and you can't take that away. You can call it something else, but that's not what it'll be. It's called Christmas. It's called Christmas. It's called Christmas with a capital C.
That's right, folks. It's called Christmas, and it's called Christmas with a capital C. And if you don't like it, then you better go get a helmet, because I'm going to use it. Anytime I go out and I hear a cashier or a manager or anybody else say, Happy Holidays, I return it with Merry Christmas, because I'm not going to let a politically correct, supposed politically correct administration tell me that I can't use what I grew up being taught to use, and that's Merry Christmas. With that, that's going to lead me into part of what I'm talking about today, folks, because, you know, I want to remind everybody that there's going to be a vote early this week, most likely, on this hate crimes legislation and also on this H.R. 1959, the homegrown terrorist bill. And this leads me into, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I was listening to these clips this morning on another network, as well as John Stadmiller played a clip on his show Cashflow this morning, of George Bush vehemently denying and calling anybody that believes in the North American Union conspiracy theorists. And I have to tell you, as a lot of you know, I've been to Round Rock. I stayed there for 3 months, and I've physically, personally seen the Trans-Texas Corridor being built. So don't tell me, George Bush, that I'm imagining things.
Okay, I've looked at the SPP.gov, I've gone into Safety LU, and I've seen the privatization plans going on for the 83 different freeways. So go pop your propaganda at somebody else. And that takes me into, I want to take a little trip down memory lane here. And for those of you who don't remember, I'm sure that most of you do, maybe some of the new listeners don't, I ran across a press release that came out from the Office of the Press Secretary November 27th, 2002. And this press release pretty much sums up where George Bush, the mid-level management minion, is coming from. I'm going to read this to you. This press release is titled, "The President Signs the 9/11 Commission Bill." And this is coming from the President, and I quote, "Thank you all for coming. Please be seated. Today, I sign an act of Congress authorizing intelligence programs vital to our security and creating a national commission to investigate the events of September 11, 2001 and the years that led up to the event. This commission will help me and the future presidents to understand the methods of America's enemies and the nature of the threats we face. Today, I am..." Now, pay close attention to this, folks, okay? This in itself will tell you where he's coming from. Today, uh-oh, I think there's a problem here. Check my volume. I am fading out. My engineer tells me I'm fading out here. Okay. Quick break. Give me a second. It looks like my equipment's just faded a little bit. It's me. Punch me through on the phone line. Skype me on Lindsay 711.
Okay, we're back, folks. It looks like this equipment that I thought that I had fixed is just glitched again, so I'm going to have to do a little number on this. Carrie, am I coming in any better on the equipment? Okay, well, we'll work on that during the break, folks. At any rate, this, as I was reading here from the President, a press release, November 27, 2002, "Today," and this is from the President, "today I am pleased to announce my choice for Commission Chairman Dr. Henry Kissinger. Dr. Kissinger is one of our nation's most accomplished and respected public servants. He worked here at the White House as National Security Advisor, represented America abroad as the Secretary of State for two presidents. He is a distinguished author, an academic, an Army veteran, and winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. He also spent much of his life in New York. He feels deeply the loss that came to that city and to our country. Dr. Kissinger will bring broad experience, clear thinking, and careful judgment to this important task." Am I gagging you yet? "Dr. Kissinger and I..." Now, listen very closely to this, folks. Now, this is a perverted truth here, if you will, coming from George Bush. "Dr. Kissinger and I share the same commitments." Now, I have to ask you, what does that tell you? "His investigation should clearly examine all of the evidence and follow all the facts wherever they lead. We must uncover every detail and learn every lesson of September the 11th. My administration will continue to act on the lessons we've learned so far to better protect the people of this country. It's our most solemn duty. I want to thank the congressional leaders for their work on this commission and on the broader legislation as well. The law I signed today directs new funds and new focus to the task of collecting vital intelligence on terrorist threats and on weapons of mass destruction, weapons proliferation, and in a period of rapidly changing dangers, we will continue to work with the Congress to get the resources we need to gather information so we can better defend America. I want to thank..." Now, listen to this, folks. "I want to thank the members of Congress who are with us today, who worked hard to make this commission a reality. Senator Joe Lieberman." "Thank you, Senator." "Congressman Porter Goss." Think about that for a moment. I'll be back in three, folks. Hopefully I'll get my equipment straightened out here. Stick with me. I've got a good show. Be right.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I had a little equipment glitch there, which is kind of weird, because normally,
if there's a glitch in this, it just goes dead, but this time it didn't. Well, it doesn't go dead, it shorts, but this time it just went dead. Hopefully I'm coming in okay. Let me continue with this. I want to back up a little bit and say, according, George Bush says he wants to thank the members of Congress who are with us today who worked hard to make this commission a reality. Senator Joe Lieberman, Congressman Porter Goss. Well, here we go. It says I'm fading out again. I don't know what to do. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's do a standby, Carrie. Do a do-si-do here. I apologize for this, folks. Something very weird happening on my equipment today. Give me a second.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. I guess I'm going to have to take another look at this equipment, folks. At any rate, let me continue with this. Let's see, Congressman Porter Goss, Tim Romer, Chris Shays, and Chris Smith, all distinguished members of the United States Congress, all who joined thousands of Americans who refused to forget that which took place on September 11th, 2001. Above all, I want to thank the family members of the people who were killed on September the 11th, family members who are here today and others around the country. In working for this commission, you have been motivated by a noble goal. You want to spare other Americans the kind of suffering you faced. I appreciate that sentiment. America is grateful. Now, I'm not going to read all of this article, but I do want to peruse down here to one particular sentence that says, and I quote from George Bush, "This commission's findings may show a need for further reform in intelligence gathering in other areas. I'm confident that under Dr. Kissinger's leadership, the commission's work will be thorough. The recommendations will be helpful and useful." Now, what does that tell us? First of all, I want to give a shout out and a thank you to the Jersey Girls. It was because of their diligence that they ultimately got Henry Kissinger to step down and resign from this commission. But by virtue of the fact that George Bush was up on a podium commending Henry Kissinger, the man, the doctor, well, he's not the doctor of death, Richard Pearl is, but he's the guy that wants to take the population down by 80%. He said so in 1972. Also, he believes that the military men are just stupid idiots and they're cannon fodder. Now, this guy is a guy that George Bush was recommending and commending for taking over the 9/11 commission, or for starting the 9/11 commission. Ultimately, that job was turned over to Dr. Philip Zelikow, who was the perpetrator of MISS, and it was the Keene-Hamilton commission. All of these people were compromised in one way or another. I'm not going to get into that today. Most of you know that anyway. But I wanted to set this up by reading that press release to you back in 2002. And why do I say this? Because, as I mentioned last Friday on my show, H.R. 1959 may very well be voted on today. And I put out some phone numbers for you folks last Friday, and I'm going to put those out for you again, because it's not only this bill, but also another bill, the hate crimes bill, may be up for a vote this week. And you need to call. That's H.R., I believe it, what is it, 1955? Just a second, I'll find it here. Give me a second. At any rate, these bills may both go up for a vote today. And as much as I know you hate to do this, and I hate to do it as well, but I do it, you need to get on your phone, call your senators, and tell them not to vote for S-1959 or the National Defense Appropriations Bill, H.R. 1585, which has the hate bill attached to it. I'm going to give you those numbers. Get your pen and paper out. For the Senate, for H.R. 1959, it's 1-877-851-6437. Also 1-800-833-6354 or 1-888-355-3588. On the hate crimes bill, which is the National Defense Appropriations Bill, it's got the hate bill attached to it, H.R. 1585. I'm not going to go through this whole article. Ted Pike wrote it. But we need to get on the phone and call the congressman, if I could find the numbers in here, and tell them not to vote on this bill either. It's going to delay, evidently, defense funding. Well, that's nice. He doesn't have the telephone numbers in here. Well, isn't that wonderful? Okay. Well, I would suggest that you just go online, Google congressional office, if you will, or congressional phone numbers, and they'll pop up there, and call them up and tell them do not vote on the National Defense, or vote no on the National Defense Appropriations Bill, H.R. 1585. And with that, as I was perusing through today on the news of the day, I ran across an article, another article from Kurt Nimmo, regarding this Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. And I wanted to remind everybody out there, remember this, folks, they are trying to shove this down our throat because they're scared. We are growing in numbers. We are waking up. We are doing a lot to wake up the sleeping American public. And the only thing that can defeat them and can defeat this globalization agenda that they have going is for us to wake up, or wake our fellow Americans up, and not allow them to do this. And we're doing a good job of it. If this bill gets implemented, this H.R., or excuse me, this S-1959, it could very well be the end of RBN and all the other networks out there. We'll be back in three. I'll be up on some other equipment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got a lot more. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Still having a little glitch with my equipment here, but anyway, we'll make do, folks. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go into an article here regarding this S-1959. It's a very interesting article that was put out December 1st by Philip Giraldi on Global Research. I can't emphasize enough the seriousness of this because I know, like me, a lot of you folks are totally addicted to RBN. I'm a listener like you are when I'm not on the air. And it's a distinct possibility that all of these networks that bring the truth, they come unedited, they give you the news of what's really going on, may very well go down if this bill gets passed. So it's imperative that we just lambaste our senators with telephone calls telling them to vote no on this bill. But I'm going to read this to you, folks. There's been a long tradition of fear-mongering legislation in the United States directed against groups and individuals believed to threaten the established order. The first such measures were the Alien and Sedition Acts passed by Congress in 1798 during the administration of the second president of the United States, John Adams.
The acts, consisting of four separate laws, made it more difficult to become a citizen. They sought to control real or imagined foreign agents operating in the United States, and also gave the government broad powers to control sedition. Sedition was defined as resisting any law of the United States or any act of the president, punishable by a prison sentence of up to 2 years. It also made illegal false, scandalous, or malicious writing directed against either the government or government officials. The next president, Thomas Jefferson, declared that three out of four laws were unconstitutional and pardoned everyone who had been convicted under them. Now, early in the last century, hysterical fear of anarchists resulted in the conviction and execution of Sacco and Vanzetti. 1927, despite clear evidence that the two men were innocent. A few years later, in 1934, a special committee on un-American activities was set up by Congress to monitor the activities of fascists in the United States. Ironically, the two congressmen who were most instrumental in the establishment of the committee, Samuel Dickstein of New York and Martin Dees of Texas, both Democrats, were themselves tainted by activities that might reasonably be described as un-American. Dickstein was himself a paid agent of the Soviet NKVD intelligence agency, and Dees regularly spoke at Ku Klux Klan rallies. After the Second World War, the committee was renamed the House Un-American Activities Committee, or the HUAC, and focused almost exclusively on communists, continuing to do so until it was incorporated into the House Judiciary Committee in 1974. Concurrent with HUAC on the Senate side, Joseph McCarthy of Wisconsin, a Republican, became the public face of anti-communism in the early 1950s. With his frequent claims that communists had infiltrated the U.S. government at various levels, few of the claims could be substantiated. However, McCarthy eventually fell out of favor and was censured by the Senate. More recently, there has been a post-9/11 creation of the virtual avalanche of legislation and commissions designed to protect the country at the expense of the Bill of Rights. The two Patriot Acts of 2001 and 2006, and the Military Commissions Act of 2006, have collectively limited constitutional rights to free speech, freedom of association, freedom from illegal search, the right to habeas corpus, prohibition of cruel and unusual punishment, and freedom from the illegal seizure of private property. The First, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, and Eighth Amendments in the Bill of Rights have all been disregarded in the rush to make it easier to investigate people, to put them in jail, and torture them if necessary. A recent executive order of July 17, 2007 goes even farther, authorizing the president to seize the property of anyone who, quote, threatens stabilization efforts in Iraq, unquote. The government's own Justice Department decides what constitutes threatening stabilization efforts, and the order does not prevent a challenge to the information that the seizure is based on. One would have thought that the systematic dismantling of the Constitution of the United States would have been enough to satisfy even the most Jacobin neoconservative. But there is more on the horizon, and it is coming from people who call themselves Democrats. The mainstream media has made no effort to inform the public of the impending Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. The act, which was sponsored by Congresswoman Jane Harman of California, was passed in the House by an overwhelming 405-6 vote on October 24th and is now awaiting approval by the Senate Homeland Security Committee, which is headed by Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. Isn't it ironic? Joe Lieberman. That's the same congressman that Bush was congratulating in that 2002 press release. It is believed that approval by the committee will take place shortly, to be followed by passage by the entire Senate. Harman's bill contends that the United States will soon have to deal with homegrown terrorists and that something must be done to anticipate and neutralize the problem. The act deals with the issue through the creation of a congressional commission that will be empowered to hold hearings, to conduct investigations, and designate various groups as homegrown terrorists. The commission will be tasked to propose new legislation that will enable the government to take punitive action against both the group and the individuals who are affiliated with them. Like Joe McCarthy and HUAC in the past, the commission will travel around the United States and hold hearings to find the terrorists and root them out. Unlike inquiries in the past where the activity was carried out collectively, the Act Establishing the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Commission will empower all the members on the commission to arrange hearings, to obtain testimony, and even to administer oaths to witnesses, meaning that multiple hearings could be running simultaneously in various parts of the country. The 10 commission members will be selected for their expertise, though most will be appointed by Congress itself and will reflect the usual political interests. They will be paid for their duties at the senior executive pay scale level and will have staffs and consultants to assist them. Harmon's bill does not spell out terror behavior and leaves it up to the commission itself to identify what is terrorism and what isn't. The language inserted in the act does partially define homegrown terrorism as planning or threatening to use force or promote a political objective, meaning that just thinking about doing something could be enough to merit the terror label. The act also describes violent radicalization as the promotion of an extremist belief system without attempting to define extremists. As currently envisioned, the commission will not operate in perpetuity. After the group has done its work, in 18 months' time, a center of excellence for the prevention of violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism will be established to study the lessons learned. The center will operate either out of the Department of Homeland Security or out of an appropriate academic institution and will be tasked with continuing to monitor the homegrown terrorism problem and proposing legislation and other measures to counter it. As should be clear from the vagueness of the definitions, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act could easily be abused to define any group that is pressuring the political system as terrorists, ranging from polygamists to Second Amendment rights supporters, anti-abortion protesters, anti-tax agitators, immigration activists, and peace demonstrators. In reality, of course, it will be primarily directed against Muslims and Muslim organizations. Given that, there is the question of who will select which groups to be investigated by the roving commissions. There is no evidence to suggest that there will be any transparent or objective screening process. Through their proven access both to the media and to Congress, the agenda will undoubtedly be shaped by the usual players, including David Horowitz, Daniel Pipes, Steve Emerson, and Frank Gaffney, who see a terrorist hiding under every rock, particularly if the rock is concealing a Muslim. They and their associates will undoubtedly find plenty of terrorists and radical groups to investigate. Many of the suspects will inevitably be anti-American professors at various universities and also groups of Palestinian organized against the Israeli occupation. But it will be easy to use the commission formula to sweep them all in for examination. The view that 9/11 has changed everything is unfortunately all too true. It has unleashed American paranoia, institutionalized mistrust of foreigners, and created a fantasy universe in which a U.S. beset by enemies must do anything and everything to counter the alien threat. If it were a sane world, it would be difficult to imagine why anyone would believe that a Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act is even necessary. The United States has spent hundreds of billions of dollars in strengthening law enforcement and intelligence capabilities against terrorists and has every tool imaginable to investigate and make arrests. It has created a whole new, bloated, and dysfunctional branch of the government in the Department of Homeland Security. What is not needed is groups of congressionally empowered vigilantes roaming the country at will looking for homegrown terrorism. Now, as I read through this, folks, do you see the seriousness of this? Do you realize, folks, that if we do not get on our phones and fax machines and lambaste our senators, with these no votes. Tell them if they vote no on this, if they do not vote no on this bill, that they'll be looking for a job next time around. This is very serious. Like myself, I'm sure that most of you out there are addicted to this network. I'm addicted to this network, and I have been for a long time. And I see the handwriting on the wall here, folks, that if this gets passed, they're going to pick and choose. They're going to selectively enforce. They're going to target people. You know what that means? Yeah, us on the network, we're on the front lines, but so are a lot of you. You people that are diligent enough, the people that go out, that pass out flyers, that pass out DVDs, that burn copies, you're going out and passing out copies of Freedom to Fascism, or you're going out and passing out copies of, you know, of a DVD on vaccines, or a DVD on any one of a myriad of things that are telling the truth to the American people. But even take it a step further, okay? I mean, think about it. When you go out and you have the initiative, you have a desire, you have the passion to go talk to your neighbors, you go talk to your relatives and so forth. You sit down at a Thanksgiving dinner or a Christmas dinner, and you start talking to the people about what's going on. And you talk to them about Iraq, and you talk to them about the virtue of the fact that it's an occupation, it's not a war, and what the agenda is behind that war, and the possibility, the drumbeat going on for going into Iran, which I'm going to go into here as far as that agenda is concerned in a little bit, next hour, okay, and Venezuela, the axis of evil, if you will, the manufactured axis of evil. What they're attempting to do with these bills, out of fear, folks, yes, they're trying to scare the American people, the dumbed-down, mind-numbed American people at large, but they're also trying to scare us into shutting up, into not speaking out. Anybody who speaks out against the atrocities that are being pulled off by the minions, by the mid-level managers, i.e. George Bush, Dick Cheney, so forth, and this administration, anybody who speaks out is subject to arrest, prosecution, torture, disappearance, being investigated, being wiretapped, having your home invaded without your knowledge, and then not being able to tell anybody that the FBI came in without a warrant and searched everything that you have. This is the seriousness of this bill. So I understand, believe me, when it comes time to letting your fingers do the walking, and you say, well, I don't know, boy, you know, calling my congressman, calling my senator doesn't do any good. I have to disagree, because I've seen it happen before. Just, what was it, 3-4 months ago, okay? I mean, I was swept to tears on my show because we got a bill kicked out. George Bush vetoed a hate crimes legislation bill, and I believe that was back in either May or June. We can have victories, but we've got to take the initiative. We've got to get on the phone. We've got to dial the numbers. We have got to tell these people, do not vote for this legislation. Because I'll tell you what, if they do, and it goes through, I want you to think about it when you wake up some morning and you go to tune in to RBN or any one of a myriad of these other Patriot networks, and guess what? They're no longer there. Or some of the heads of these, some of the people that are the icons of this network are no longer around because they've been disappeared. They can no longer bring the truth to you. They can no longer invite you to invite your friends to bring them to church, if you will. Okay, to invite you, to invite them to listen to the pastor, i.e., you know, the people on alternative networks, the Rick Adams, the John Statenmillers, and so forth, because we won't be here. And you've got to contribute, folks. You've got to open up your wallets to keep these functions on the air. You have to open up your wallets, and you have to contribute. You have to buy the products, because it's a three-way street. It's us telling you the truth. It's you listening, but it's also you participating with the advertisers and with the sponsors of this network to keep this information flowing. Because once it stops, it's over. They win. We cannot let them win. For the sake of our children and our grandchildren, we cannot let them win. Now, I'm going to give you these numbers one more time. This is for Senate Bill S-1955. And I implore you, folks, get off your seat. Take an hour. Okay, call 5 or 6 of them. And tell him to vote no on S-1959, because if you don't, we're not going to be here very long. Again, the number is 877-851-6437, 1-800-833-6354, 1-888-355-3588. 1-866-220-0044. 1-866-808-0065. 1-877-762-8762. 1-866-340-9281. Or 1-800-862-5530. I cannot emphasize, I cannot implore you enough to take 15 minutes, dial five numbers. It's very simple, folks, and lambaste these people. We've done it before. We can do it again. Now, if I might remind you, early on in the debates, the reason why Fox News allowed Ron Paul to even participate in those debates is because of your efforts, because of the efforts of the AFTF, because we got together and we slammed these people to the point that they had no choice. And it's time to do it again because they're getting ready to vote on this. And I'll guarantee you that mid-level managing minion, George Bush, is frothing at the mouth to sign this bill because he can't wait to shut us up. People like me, people like you, people that are out there, people that are doing their diligence, people that are sharing their passion and sharing the truth with other people. And it might only work 1 out of 10 times. The other 9 people, you just plant a seed and they go to sleep. It doesn't matter. At some point in time, when the going gets tough, they wake up. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. On a little bit different equipment now. Hope this is coming in okay. Before the break, folks, I was telling you that how imperative it is for you to get on the phone and call your senators. Remember, we've got to stay on the air. If you're as addicted as I am, you want to make sure that we continue to broadcast. And part of continuing to broadcast is to get on the phone and call your senators. But another part of it, folks, is to do business with the people that advertise with our network. All right? And I'm going to give you some names of some people that I have personally done business with. I have personally worked with behind the scenes. I have taken their products. I believe in them. They work. And I would strongly recommend that you do yourself a favor, do them a favor, do RBN a favor, okay, and order their products. One of them is Cartivite, Don Wiskin. Okay, I've taken the product now for about a month. Folks, the product works. I feel better. It's not expensive, okay? Get on the phone in Canada at 613-376-6229 or in the United States, 877-928-8822. Or you can go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org and just click on the banner there for Cartivite. Don Wiskin, nice guy, very pleasurable guy. I've had him on my show. Another one I highly recommend, and I've worked with this gentleman behind the scenes, John Onesti, an investment advisor. His number is 505-296-2452. Great guy. Very personable guy. Very friendly man. Very congenial man. Not a high-pressure guy, okay? He is genuinely concerned and interested in your financial well-being. I would urge you to give this guy a call. Great guy, folks. I've worked with him behind the scenes more than once. Another one. On my website, Lemetco International, Todd Metallo. Now, I take his products, Immunite, Oxy Supreme, Coral Calcium with Bob Barefoot. I'm going to have them up on my show again. These guys are great guys. Their products are very inexpensive, and they work. And the number is 800-933-2565. Again, that's 800-933-2565. And I don't want to leave out, folks, if you've got CDs or you got stocks or you got bonds or you got a 401k or you got an IRA or whatever, and you still have not converted any part or all of your assets or you know, half of your assets into gold or silver, now's the time to do it. There's been a slight market correction. They're injecting more money into the market to keep it artificially propped up until at least after the holidays. I would invite you to call Robbie Noel. The guy's an expert at what he does. His number is 800-691-7898. He's got a show on this network. You've heard him many times before. Very pleasurable guy. I know Robbie Noel personally. I've been out. I've had the chance to talk to him both on the air and off the air in a business as well as professional and personal setting. All right. Nice man. Great guy to do business with. And I want to emphasize one more time, folks, the reason we're on the air is threefold. We've got to have the listening audience. We have to have the message to put out. But we also have to have the funding with the advertisers. And these people, along with a myriad of other advertisers that are on the RBN network, are paying money. And they believe in us to keep us on the air. But in order for them to continue to pay money, they have to get an influx of consumers such as yourself to purchase products from them. So I would encourage you to go into RBN's website, take a look at their products. I know there's a lot more of them on there than what I have just specified. And anything and everything. There's something to SFR, I believe it is, to give you increased gas mileage. Berkey water filters, for crying out loud. I mean, we know they work. They've been around for a long time. We're going to come back at the top of the hour, second hour coming up, and I'm going to get into this axis of evil and what's really going on with its agenda. I've already told you about this, the decider, who he is. We'll be back in two, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me. Second hour coming up.